come together in the front there as a mat, like a pitcher, you know. Putting it in the stove while it won't just spit all over. So just like you had your coal bin out there and you're burning coal, you take your skull, quite thankful your skull coal brand to put in your heater.
Well, what do you call this thing that a lot of people use around the yard? It has to carry things in. It has two long handles and a wheel. One wheel in the front, you know. You could put a bag of cement or something like that in it.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow. Have you ever heard people call that anything besides wheelbarrow?
I don't remember right now. With a wheelbarrow, but I got one down outside now. Be a hand around, please.
Oh yeah. And I don't guess you've ever heard anybody call that a Georgia buggy, have you?
I've heard of that Georgia buggy, but most of those, the name of those Georgia buggies, those is the same thing. They use them in, you know, different contract building and doing hauling bricks, smaller stuff in.
Right.
Yeah, in fact, they have heard them working on different jobs, like around the city, building sidewalks. We call them pushing the Georgia buggy.
Pushing the Georgia
Yeah.
What about if you wanted to put an edge on your axe or your knife or something like that? What would you use to?
Well, I have used what we call a sand rock. You turn it, then you take a file and file with that. I carried them to the shop and had to put them on the Emlyn rock, you know, and grind down and then take that file and dress it off with a smooth edge.
Is that file the same thing as a wet rock or something?
No, it's that file. It's got the thing that you have seen a raft, which people used to shawl me with. You know.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's a long day with. But your file is basically in the same end on it's square each end. The file got a point on one end where you put the handle on. But if the file is made in some the same end, but it's just a finer grain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen those before.
Now, that raft, it's got coarser grooves than that file handle. About what the blacksmith can use, Sean Mule, with smoothing up his hoof to put shoes on.
What about if your car was just squeaking a lot? You might take it into the service station and tell them to put it up on a rack and do what to it?
Have it grazed.
And if you're doing that yourself and you got that stuff all over your hands, you say your hands have gotten
grease.
If you wanted the mechanic to look up under the hood of your car and maybe check your...
He said, when you check on the hood, see what's, what was needed on there, maybe...
Transmission, all right.
Different things, you know, could happen. So, why to have it checked on there. Sometimes a spark plug wire may be off of your motor or anything like that. So many little things on that could give you trouble.
Or you might be a quart low.
That's right, or something like that.
Have you ever heard of making a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp out of a bottle and a rag and some kerosene?
Yeah, I've did that many times.
What did you call those anything?
We call them bottle lights.
Some of them call them torches.
Yeah.